Hello everyone and welcome to my podcast And Life Goes On. We'll be talking about life and why do we question our existence? Why do we get into midlife crises or now, as the millennials call it, quarter life crises? Why do we have these life crises? Why do we start questioning our existence? Why do we question the meaning of life and how to truly live your authentic lives? No, I have lack of faith. That's why my life has been difficult. I had no faith in that lifetime. 2 years back, I was reading a book called Many Lives, Many Masters by Dr. Brian Weiss. So if you haven't read the book is about past life regression therapy. And this particular book is about a patient that Dr. Brian Weiss had for a very long time. And it's about her past life regression therapy and her experience through all her past lives. She goes through every past life, and in one of her lives in the 18th century, she comes out realizing that she had a lot of resentment in the entire lifetime. She had a lot of anger. She had a lot of pain in that lifetime because she did not have faith. But then what is this faith? Is faith the thing that we are taught that, you know, it's somehow, somewhere, we all have heard of this thing, have faith, be it in God or in the universe, trust the timing of the universe, trust your God, trust this person, trust that thing, everything happens for a reason. But then do we really understand the meaning of this? And if we do not, why do we fail to understand the meaning of this thing? What really is faith? And why is faith so important in life? So let's start by asking what life really is and where is life? For example, if I ask you, where are your eyes? You can point at your eyes and you can say, okay, these are my eyes. But then if I ask you, where's your life? You'd be like, my life is in my husband, or it's in my boyfriend, or my life is with my parents because they gave me this life, or my life is inside that, my life is in this, my life is in my career, my life is in my ambitions and my goals, and everything else. So your life is everywhere else except for inside you. The second question that's very interesting is that why do we question the life that we have? Haven't we all questioned it, like, what is my point of living? Why am I even here? Why am I alive? We get into crises, we get into life crises, we get into midlife crises, or now as the millennials are getting into, we get into quarter life crises. We get a degree, we get a job, we get a relationship, or maybe one of those things fail. And then we start questioning our entire life. Why did we get this life? Why were we born? What is our aim? So why do we start questioning? We never question our eyes. Why do we have our eyes? Why do we have these ears? So when we take everything that we have in our body for granted, you know, things that technically make you feel alive, like your nose, your lungs, you never say, why do I have lungs? You don't question your lungs all the time. But then we question our life again and again and again and again. Now, before we go to why, let's dig a little deeper into when do we question these things. Imagine you've had the best day at work. You've got a raise in your salary. Your boss gave you an amazing appraisal, and or you got amazing grades, and then your boyfriend got you chocolates and flowers, and everything nice that's possible has happened today. So now when you go back to sleep, you go back to bed, you tell yourself, if not literally, but then at the back of your mind, you have this thought, wow, life is so beautiful, I'm so happy. At that point, you never question, why do I have this life? So it's only in the moments when we are very low, when one of these things in our checklist gets away, that we start questioning our existence. We start thinking, why? Why did we have this? Why do we have this life? Why do we have this life? Why do we have this life? Can I have another one, please? Can I have another one in another color? You know, things like that. And I have been doing that for a very long time. I remember the first time I questioned my life and my existence was maybe when I was 13 years old. And that was only because I remember I got 47 out of 100. And that was a really bad score for me. And I got 47 marks in one of the subjects. And I remember questioning life, my existence and my entire thing, because everything was based on that one thing. So now we know, like, when do we question life? It's only at the bad moments, when one of these points in the checklist goes away. Now, second question, coming back to my previous question, is where is life? Where do we think life is? Because wherever we think life is where life really is. So whenever you ask yourself this question, where is my life? My husband is my life. My job is my life. My career is my life. My ambition is my life. My money is my life. Or anything. Serving people is my life. As good as that. So when you put your life in another container, now, these containers can be fragile, because the only constant, and I mean it, the only constant that will ever be in life is change. So if for any reason these containers that we put our life inside, that we think our life is inside this and we think our life is inside that container, no, our life is inside that container. So if one of these containers break or even shake a little, then your life gets reduced or your life has no meaning. If it gets taken away, then your life will have no meaning. You will have no life. Or if your life is partying and then because of this lockdown, you cannot party anymore, then you don't have a life. Then we say, oh, go get a life, do something, go get a life, go party, go drink, go do this and that. So these life, the thing that we call life, is all inside our head. And if it is only inside our head, this perception of life is very important. Why is life not inside us? We never say our eyes are on the table. I forgot my eyes today because it was on the table. But then we often forget our life somewhere. Oh, now I can't have a good life because I broke up with this person. Now I cannot have a good life because I do not have that job anymore. Because I don't live in this particular country. Because this has not happened. Because that bad thing has happened. Because that has happened. This has happened. So we keep putting these containers, we keep putting life and everything and measuring it into all these containers and putting it everywhere else except for inside us. When our heart that beats, that gives us life, when our lungs that gives us the air that we breathe in, it's inside us, and all these organs, everything is inside us. And how can the life be outside? How can your life be in somebody else? But then you'll be like, no, Tanvi, you don't understand, you know, this person matters to me so much, or this career matters to me so much, or that job matters to me so much, that it has to be that thing. Or then what is the point of living? Why would I even be alive? Why not? So we're all spiritual animals, we're all spiritual beings, and the main idea, and this thing I was taught in one of my healing sessions. So my healer Pooja, she's an amazing healer, she's an amazing person. I would also put her Instagram link in the description of this episode. And So she said that we're all spiritual beings and we are just a soul in this world to experience the human emotions. That is it. And the human emotions can be anything. The pain that we feel, the anxiety, the depression, the traumas, loss, the happiness, success, love, care, gratitude, everything. We're just here to experience. But then if we are here to experience all these things, how are we missing out on life? How do we think that, you know, life is running away, life is running away, life is running away, life is running away? So I started reading this book. It's called The Things You Can See Only When You Slow Down. And the first chapter of this book opens up with a quote that says, "Am I busy? Is my life busy? Or is my mind busy?" So if my mind is always busy, if my mind is always somewhere else, where is it? How to bring it where it should be, and where should it be? Where is life actually going on? In the month of January this year, I had severe anxiety attacks. My heart would start palpitating all the time and I would get dizzy. I wouldn't understand what's going on. Where am I going? What's this? What's happening? Why is this happening? Why is this happening? And I could not focus on my work. I could not focus on anything. I could not do anything with 100%. And I did not understand, why is this happening to me? I'd go from doctor to doctor, from one person to another person, trying to seek help, trying to change everything around me, trying to change everyone around me, trying to find reasons and like, where is this anxiety coming from? Probably it's because of this person, it's because of this situation, because I was in certain situations. And my mind was always, always occupied. It was never free. So meanwhile, I write an email to some random person who was running a health organization in UK. And this person replies that, "We're sorry, we cannot help you directly because you do not live in the same country. But then maybe you can try one of these applications. And if it doesn't help, then we can try finding you a therapist also." So out of luck, I download Headspace. So I logged on to Headspace and I realized that there's a concept called mindfulness. Now, what mindfulness is, that you just need to be mindful about everything that's happening around you at the moment. The reason why our minds are usually so busy is because it's either fluctuating in the future, being worried about certain situations that may or may not happen in the future, or we are still stressed about the things that have happened in the past. So even the things that have happened today in the morning are all in the past. Always remember, because I used to give these reasons and excuses to myself also. "No, but then this just happened today. How can you expect me to be okay with this thing? How can you expect me to be okay with this thing?" But then the fact that this has happened already is again in the past. So there are two scenarios here. When you keep thinking about the future, when you keep worrying about the future, that how will this be? Will I get that job? Will I get this thing? What's going to happen? How will my life be? When will I have babies? When will I have a proper home? When will I have a car? When will I have my dream job? When will I have this and that and A, B, C, D, X, Y, Z? That's when you develop anxiety, because these are the things and situations that you can never predict. The future is not ours to see. The second situation is when we keep thinking about the things that have already happened, maybe a minute ago, maybe a second ago, but then it has already happened. It's in the past. When we think a lot about our past, that gives depression. Because again, these are things that we have no control over. We cannot roll over, we cannot roll back, we cannot make changes into our past also. These are things that are already done and they're finished. So you can't change them, you can't go back and change them. The only thing that we have under control is the present. Now you'd be like, we already know this and we are living in the present, but then we're just making plans for future. Yes, planning is one thing. Planning is when you have a plan, okay, this is what I'm going to do in this day. You visualize that, you have written all the goals, and then you start doing it in the present. When you keep worrying, that's when you have anxiety. If you're scared, then you have depression. So these things, again, are things when you keep jumping from past and future. If you have any of these emotions, understand, ask yourself, what am I actually thinking about? Where am I? So in this recent book that I'm reading, it's called Think Like a Monk by Jay Shetty. And if you don't have a copy, if it till now, you should get one. And it's a beautifully written book. He gives a very nice technique. He says, as soon as you realize that you are either in the future or in the past and not in the present, ask yourself this one question. What is it that you're missing in the present, that you don't have in the present, that you keep juggling between either the future or the past? Now, I say that as soon as you realize what that one thing is that's missing in your present, ask yourself another question. Can you do anything about it? If yes, then do it. If no, if it is that you cannot do anything about this particular situation that's in hand, then why worry? Just accept it and let it go. Now, coming back to what my healer said, she said that we are just souls experiencing human emotions. Now, you would say that if we are just here to experience human emotions, why not just keep thinking about the future and stay anxious and accept the anxiety? Well, rejection of anxiety is not the way to solve it. Of course, acceptance is one thing, but then not wanting to stay in the present is a different thing. If I ask you, where is your soul? You would say that it's in my body, or it's in my head, or it's wherever, but it's inside you. So if it's inside you, where are you? Are you in the present physically, or did you leave yourself in some other place and now you're not here? So the answer is, like, you're always in the present. Of course, I am always in the present. So that's the pure nature of your soul. We're all always supposed to be happy. We're all always supposed to be at peace with every emotion, with every situation. Even the sadness is ours. Everything is just ours. And we're always embracing every emotion, every situation for how it is. And we're always in the present. So with this, we'll be talking more about anxiety, depression, and spirituality in detail in the upcoming episodes. I hope these things help some of you the way it helped me come out of a very, very, very dark place inside my head, and life goes on. Thank you so much for listening. Love you all. Bye-bye. See you next time.